Miss Bartlett knew that Mr. Eager was no commonplace chaplain. He was a member of the residential colony who'd made Florence their home. He knew the people who never walked about with Baedekers, who'd learnt to take a siesta after lunch, who took drives the pensione tourists had never heard of, and saw by private influence galleries which were closed to them. Therefore, an invitation from the chaplain was something to be proud of. Tea at a Renaissance villa? Nothing had been said about it yet, but if it did come to that, how Lucy would enjoy it. A few days ago, and Lucy would have felt the same. But the joys of life were grouping themselves anew. A drive in the hills with Mr. Eager and Miss Bartlett, even if culminating in a residential tea party, was no longer the greatest of them. Only when she heard that Mr. Beebe was also coming did her thanks become more sincere.
"So we shall be a party carré," said the chaplain. "In these days of toil and tumult, one has great needs of the country and its message of purity. Ah, the town! Beautiful as it is the town." They assented. "This very square, so I am told, witnessed yesterday the most sordid of tragedies."
"Miss Honeychurch happened to be passing through, as it happened. She can hardly bear to speak of it." Miss Bartlett glanced at Lucy proudly.
"But how came we to have you here?" asked the chaplain paternally.
"Do not blame her, please, Mr. Eager. The fault is mine. I left her unchaperoned."
"So you were here alone, Miss Honeychurch?"
His voice suggested sympathetic reproof, but at the same time indicated that a few harrowing details would not be unacceptable.
"Practically. One of our pensione acquaintances kindly brought her home," said Miss Bartlett, adroitly concealing the sex of the preserver.
"For her also it must have been a terrible experience. I trust that it was not in your immediate proximity."
Of the many things Lucy was noticing today, not the least remarkable was this, the ghoulish fashion in which respectable people will nibble after blood. George Emerson had kept the subject strangely pure.
"He died by the fountain, I believe," was her reply.
"And you and your friend
were over at the loggia.
That must have saved you much."
They walked from the square, as shopping was the topic that now ensued. Under the chaplain's guidance, they selected many hideous presents and mementos, florid little picture frames that seemed fashioned in gilded pastry, a blotting book of vellum, a Dante of the same material. This successful morning left no pleasant impressions on Lucy. She doubted that Miss Lavish was a great artist. She doubted that Mr. Eager was as full of spirituality and culture as she had been led to suppose. They were tried by some new test, and they were found wanting. As for Charlotte, she was exactly the same. It might be possible to be nice to her. It was impossible to love her.